Aunque no me mires, yo lo sé. Tú llegaste pa' inspirarme en mis canciones. Aunque no te toque, te besé. Te vete por siempre y pa' volar de noche. Sobreviviendo a punta de fe. Y en el café, nada que contarle a mis amigas. Si tú eres solo para mí y yo pa' ti. Aunque no me pidas, yo estaré. En mi mente sabes que me corresponde.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I go to school at MC Smith Intermediate School, I think it's called now.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we don't love quite as much. Or bookish. Despise with a passion.
Yeah. Or bookish things.
All that good stuff. And we're usually here with our friend Amelia.
Yes.
She's not here today.
Yeah.
But shout out to Amelia.
Yes.
She's great.
Yeah. Last time she was doing the Honorable Society, I think.
Oh, yeah. The Honor Society.
Yeah. She's too honorable.
She's too honorable for us.
Yeah.
We're so dishonorable.
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm dishonorable.
I don't know. Are you in the Honor Society?
No. That's because I'm a
dishonorable.
Kid. No, I honor my friends.
What if we're all dishonorable if we're not in the Honor Society?
Then,
did you ever think of that?
Well, you don't have to be in the Honor Society. Mm-hmm. You just have to be honorable.
Anyways, we're proud of Amelia that she's in the Honor Society. And that she is so honorable that she can't make it to radio sometimes.
Yeah.
But I like to joke, like, why does she have to be so honorable?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So we're hoping she's reading some great books while she's away from us.
Yeah.
Have you been reading anything recently?
Well, I read a few things recently.
Like what?
Like my friend Nevaeh's comics.
Ooh. That's cool.
Yeah.
What are they about?
They're about a game called Meep City. And
what's Meep City?
It's like where you can dress your character up if you don't have any Robux and make it look like you have some, even though you don't.
Hmm.
And there are new hairstyles, and like you can make customize your house. You can get a Meep. You can customize your Meep.
So a Meep's like a little person?
No, a Meep you know Club Penguin? My sister and my sister and brother compared it to Club Penguin. It's like a knockoff of Club Penguin is what they say. Even though Meep is like a ball with eyes, a smiley face, and it can be any color. Except you have to be a plus to get any color. You only get like basic colors. If
is it a free game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roblox is a free game.
No, but the Meep City thing.
Yeah. Okay. Some games you have to use Robux for, which you can't earn every single time you play a game. You have to actually pay for Robux.
Like you have to pay it with real money?
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm sad.
Yeah.
And another one that she did was about Flee the Facility.
Which you wrote a comic about too.
Yeah.
And that's a Roblox thing as well?
Yes.
How is hers different than yours? Or are they very similar?
They're similar, kind of. Except we have different twists and different normal ones that she showed me. It's like more of the classic one that I got this weekend from being like dumb because I didn't look into the chat because they said, Lena, don't come after me because I was the last player. And what did I do? I came after Nevaeh. But the person who was doing that was a real camper.
Oh.
I hate campers. And also in her newest comic, she revealed me and Juliana's hiding spot.
No!
Our hiding spot was under the table since the beast can't get us.
That's a good hiding spot.
Yeah.
I guess depending.
Yeah, they can't crawl, which is hard. So in Meep City,
the beast.
Yeah, the beast can't crawl. They poor can beast. Only. They can be like a special member, which is like VIP, and they can have special stuff. But if you don't have Robux, then you only get one option, which is runner, which makes you go faster than the people. And I hate it whenever the beast is like, oh, you want to escape? And then they use runner on me.
Sounds rough.
Yeah. And they whack me and I don't like being whacked.
That's fair. At least it's just a character.
Yeah.
Not real life.
Yeah, or else I would probably just die the instant that I see the beast.
Just faint?
Yeah.
Pass out?
Yeah, I forgot what the word was. In Meep City, like, it's just about her customizing her character. And
oh, in the comic she wrote about it?
Yeah, and her just, like, being explained how Meep City works, and then I teleport to her. And I didn't get to see the rest of the comic because she didn't show us the rest of the comic.
Secrets.
Yeah.
Will be revealed someday.
Yes. Someday, but not today.
Are you still doing Hudson Reads?
Yeah.
What have you been reading in that?
We're reading, I forgot what it was called.
What's it about?
It's about these kids solving a mystery. It's a Jigsaw Jones one.
Hmm.
And there was a medal that went missing.
A medal?
Yeah.
Like like an award?
Yeah, medal? A medal award, because like there's this girl named Rain who made a contest. And I love the joke about Rain in the book. The joke about Rain is, does she have a sister named Partly Cloudy?
Wah, wah.
I think that's actually really funny and ironic. So basically, they're trying to solve this mystery. They think that Solovsky stole the medal award thing. But my first suspect is the ferret in the pet store.
A ferret? That'd be cute.
Yeah.
He has like a secret stash of medals and shiny things.
Yeah, because ferrets are like, ooh, shiny, and then they take stuff like that, right?
I don't know. I haven't known that many ferrets.
I'm pretty sure like most ferrets do that.
But it seems like something they would do.
Yeah.
Like a lot of little creatures do that.
Yeah.
They store up.
Like mice or squirrels or other stuff. So, yeah.
That's cool. I'm curious who it'll be.
Yeah.
Is the suspense killing you or are you doing okay?
I'm doing okay because I just can do okay, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been reading on far ends of the age spectrum. So I've been reading adult fiction and picture books lately.
Can I know about the picture books first?
Let's see. I've read a bunch in the past week or so.
Wow.
Yeah, I read a lot. And I read a lot of picture books, as you know. So far this year, as of today, which we're recording on Monday, December 9th, I've read 573 books this year.
Oh my God.
And that includes picture books, hence the large number. What are some of my favorites? There was a really sweet one called Waiting for Winter by Sebastian Meschenmoser. I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. I'd read a different book by him that I really liked, which the name I'm forgetting, but it's about the same characters, which are all woodland creatures. There's a squirrel, a hedgehog, and a bear. And the other one was set in like spring or summer. And this one is right before winter, and these animals have just learned about snow, and they want to like stay awake to see the snowfall. Oh. So they like are trying to stay awake to see the snowfall, but they've only had a verbal description of snow. So they know it's supposed to be white and soft and shiny, but they don't really know what it looks like. So they go around looking for it in case maybe like winter has already started. Maybe the snow already came and they go around looking for it. And it's funny what they find that they decide is snow before the snow actually comes.
Okay.
I'll give you one spoiler. The hedgehog finds a toothbrush and he decides that that is snow. And then he pictures all of these toothbrushes falling from the sky.
Oh my God.
So that one's really cute. And it's a fun, like, winter read.
Isn't it called Waiting for Winter?
Mm-hmm. Because they're waiting for winter.
Oh, it kind of made me think of Welcome Comfort that we just read today.
Hmm.
And do you want me to tell you
about Sure.
it? So it's about this boy named Welcome. And another part of his name is Comfort. And he's being bullied because his name is Welcome. And also they're like, what kind of name is Comfort? And like,
it's a very nice name, actually.
Yeah. And that was really mean. Like, it's like saying, what kind of name is Emily?
Like, what kind of name is Emily?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like saying that. And he was like real chubby, and they're like, oh, you're real chubby. And there's this man who I can't remember what his name was, but we'll call him Mr. Q.
Because why not?
Yeah, and also his name starts with a Q, or it sounds like a Q. I forgot what his name mm-hmm. was. So he's also chubby too. And so, like, he was friends with Welcome. And it was starting, and people were bullying him, and it was, like, close to Christmas because it's a Christmas story. And so he's, like, really sad, and he's like, Santa Claus isn't real. And my first, I'm not going to tell you what my first thing I thought you about was.
Okay.
So Mr. Q was like, really? Because Santa Claus is real?
Well, obviously.
And he's like, well, I don't think so. We all know that Santa Claus isn't real. It's like kind of what he was saying. And he's like, but then who leaves down the presents?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's just lost hope, and he's like, well, I don't get any presents any year that I've had a family. And I actually feel bad. And this is the part that I didn't tell the listeners. Welcome actually doesn't have any, like, his actual parents. He's actually a foster child. And he has to go to so many foster homes. And he's like, even if Santa was real, he couldn't even find me since he's moving from foster mm-hmm. home to foster home. And so Christmas comes. Mr. Q has to pack up to go north, and then he leaves. He keeps on waking up on Christmas Eve, on the night, like, where it turns into Christmas Day. And he's like, Santa Claus is real, Santa Claus is real. And then he wakes up, and he sees Santa Claus. And I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not going to continue okay. telling the story because it has spoilers, kind of.
We do like to avoid those.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I can tell you about another one of the picture books I read.
Yeah.
That was very nice. I'm always curious what age range some picture books are for, because there's such a range of content in them. And this one has some more serious issues in it. So I think it could be for a wide range of ages, but definitely has some sensitive material that parents would want to read it with their kids and like be ready for some tougher discussions. It's called The Phone Booth in Mr. Hirota's Garden, and it's by Heather Smith and Rachel Wada, does the illustrations. And it's based on a true story, although it's not an exact story, like the names are changed and everything. So the exact parts of the story are not the same. But there's a young man named Makio, and he lives next door to Mr. Hirota. And both of them experience a great loss as a result of a tsunami that comes and takes away Makio's father and Mr. Hirota's wife. And so Mr. Hirota, as a way of coping with the loss of his wife, builds a phone booth in his garden that has a phone, but that's not plugged into anything, so it's not a functioning phone. And he uses the phone booth as a way of communicating to his lost wife. And so Makio starts doing that as well, communicating with his father, and other people in the village also go there to talk with their lost ones.
So, like, is it public? Wait.
Well, it's on his property, but he allows people to come and use it. And it's based on the story of a man. Let me see. Yeah, it's inspired by the true story of the wind phone in Atsuchi, Japan, which was created by artist Itaru Sasaki. He built the phone booth so he could speak to his cousin who had passed, saying, "My thoughts couldn't be relayed over a regular phone line. I wanted them to be carried on the wind." The Tohoku earthquake and tsunami in 2011 destroyed the town of Otsuchi, claiming 10% of the population. Residents of Otsuchi and pilgrims from other affected communities have been traveling to the wind phone since the tsunami. And it's a really beautiful picture book. The illustrations are gorgeous, and it's just a very nice message. And it makes you, if you've lost anyone you cared about in your life, it makes you think about, like, what would you want to say to them, and how do you communicate with them when you want to, or do you? So it's a beautiful book. Again, it's, you know, sensitive subject, because there's a time in our lives where we don't realize what death is, and, you know, that people can be taken away sometimes in a spur of a moment.
Mm-hmm.
A very nice book.
Emily,
mm-hmm.
I can hear you wanting to cry.
Oh, I'm okay. No crying on the radio.
Yeah. And also,
can I tell you about one other beautiful picture book?
Yes.
That I thought was very interesting. It's called The Thing About Bees, A Love Letter by Shabazz Larkin. And it's an interesting book that's like an informational picture book about bees. But it's not just informational. It has like sort of a storyline to it and characters. But the author of the book and the artist, who he does the illustrations as well. So he created the book because he's terrified of bees. And he's found in his life that his way of dealing with his fear is to like learn as much as possible about the thing he's afraid of. And he didn't want to pass on his fear of bees to his kids. So he made this picture book meant for kids that's talking about bees and things to know about bees and like which ones to leave alone and
okay.
What to do if one of them stings you.
Oh, I think I need to show this to Nevaeh because she's scared of one tiny little bee.
And bees are important too.
Yeah.
So it talks about that as well. There's like sort of an appreciation for bees within this text, but then there's also like this sometimes they can be rude. So it says, sometimes bees can be a bit rude. They fly in your face and prance on your food.
Yes. And not to mention, once I went to church and they were having a special event. I got a soda. I left it open. And one giant bee who was looking for sugar decided to go into my soda. It died in there. And I was sad because that meant I couldn't drink my soda anymore because the bee died in there.
Are you sure it was a bee and not like a yellow jacket?
What's a yellow jacket? Because
there's all different kinds of stinging creatures. And some of them look an awful lot alike. But some of them are different. And a yellow jacket looks kind of like a bee. But they tend to be a little bit more aggressive. And if like one stings you, you're likely going to get stung by another one. I once got stung by a lot of yellow jackets. Luckily, there was a big pool of water nearby, and I just jumped in. Ooh. And then took a lot of Benadryl. Or like allergy medicine.
Wait, you're allergic to bees?
I don't need like an EpiPen or anything, but I was like swelling up from all the stings.
Oh.
It was not fun.
Okay.
And one time I got stung by something where I was writing a letter to somebody on a little piece of paper, and then the wind blew and it caught the piece of paper and took it away from me. And in midair, the piece of paper ran into some kind of stinging creature and hit it in the midair. And then I went to go get my piece of paper. And while I was getting my piece of paper, it stung me.
Oh,
like
no.
I had thrown the paper at it or something.
It's acting
and I was like, come
like,
on.
Oh my God. It's acting like, hey, you threw this paper at me. Now I'm going to throw this book at you.
Sting, sting. Anyways, that one was really pretty too. So yeah, those are my top picture books recently. I also finished two of the adult fiction books that I'd been reading for a long time, which I've already talked about on the show, so I won't talk about them again. But I finished The Roundhouse by Louise Erdrich, which was great, and Disappearing Earth by Julia Phillips, which was also great.
My question is, what were the series that you talked about that you read for a long time on the show? Like, we know it's Paper Girls without you read it.
Comic series?
Well, like, you told us that there was two books that you already told us about, like, two book series, I think.
Yeah, so one is The Roundhouse by Louise Erdrich, which is the story of a young man named Joe, whose mother comes home one day really shaken up and not herself, and it comes to light that she's been attacked, like seriously attacked. And, you know, the police get involved, but there's some complications because they live on tribal lands, and there's some issues about, like, where did the crime take place? Is it on tribal land? Is it on state land? Would we involve the federal government? And so there's some complications around that. And Joe isn't happy with the job that law enforcement is doing to try to figure out who attacked his mother and to, like, seek justice for her. And so he decides to team up with his friends and try to solve the mystery of who hurt his mother so that he can protect his family. So that was a very good book, The Roundhouse by Louise Erdrich. And then the other one I read is called Disappearing Earth by Julia Phillips. And that was a debut novel. And it's set in Kamchatka Peninsula of Russia, which is, if you think of where Russia is on the globe, it's the far eastern end of Russia and kind of like across the water from Alaska. And it centers on several characters, but in the first chapter, there's two young women. I believe they were 8 and 13. And they are out on the town, and a man convinces them to come into his van, and they are taken away.
Who convinces someone to go into their van, even if it's like, I have candy, your favorite candy, like Jolly
Ranchers?
Well,
I'm glad that you won't fall for this.
Like, even if they say I had chocolate, I'd say, prove it, and then...
You'd say, prove it, and then you'd get in the van?
No.
Maybe he did have chocolate.
No, they'd have to show me. I'd be at a safe distance to run, and then when they turn around so they can show me, I run away.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom.
And I'm sorry, they were 8 and 11. I double-checked. I fact-checked myself. I was thinking 8 and 13, but 8 and 11. And then the book goes through the year, so chapter by chapter, it moves forward a month. But each chapter centers on certain individual, and it skips around on who it's covering, of different people that live on this peninsula and how their lives are in some ways impacted by this abduction that takes place in the first chapter. So one of the people it covers is a woman that witnessed the abduction but didn't realize what she was seeing until the girls were reported missing. And then there's the mother of the two girls. And then there's some other people that are more loosely connected. But it's a very interesting story, and it took me a long time to read, in part because I started listening to it on audio, and then the audiobook loan ran out, and so I didn't have that anymore. And then I got the book and was able to finish it. And we were talking about suspense earlier. The last chapter, which was very long, was so suspenseful that I stayed up really late finishing it. So it was, I just had to know what happened in the end.
Yeah.
But it was an excellent book. And it both makes you want to go to Kamchatka and not to go to Kamchatka.
Yeah.
So it's hard to want to go somewhere where, like,
where
bad things,
like,
happen to people.
Yeah, or
but
where
it looks
a
like a.
About.
I looked up pictures of the peninsula, and it looks really beautiful.
I forgot where peninsula was.
I can show you a picture on a map.
Is a peninsula a peninsula?
A peninsula is a peninsula.
I'm very smart.
How did you know? So the definition of a peninsula is a piece of land almost surrounded by water or projecting out into a body of water.
Oh, so it's basically like Florida.
Yeah. Our listeners could also look up Kamchatka Peninsula if they so choose to see beautiful pictures of this wonderful, beautiful land.
Emily?
Lena?
Have you ever been to the Bermuda Triangle?
I'm there right now. No, I've never been to the Bermuda Triangle.
Have you ever heard about it?
Hmm? But I know very little about it.
I know a lot about it.
What do you know?
So, I know that...
Oh, we don't have time to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we're over the time. But anyways...
I'm sad.
Yeah, look who's crying now.
Wah. I'm crying to the mic.
But we hope everyone had a great week. Or has a great week. We hope everyone had a great week and continues to have a great week.
Yes.
And reads lots of good books.
Yes.
Or bad ones.
Yes.
But don't spend too much time on the bad ones unless you have to for homework.
Yeah. Or you could just spend time with cats.
Or that. Hope you all have a good week. Happy reading.
Happy reading.
Trouble. Yeah. All right. Set their tongues alight. All of your flavors can set fire alive. Very far from the regular levels are optimized. As we shine on that danger, please step aside. To dim the light, oh, I many men have tried. In no me will lick, but no bow as a ginger of a life. I get it if it suits my spec. You're feeling me, I suspect. Love me like you know I'm the best. Cause you know I'm not no average girl. When we align, it's trouble. Soon as the girls organize, it's trouble.